Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Jelaine Appling reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
It was September 1787. It had been a long, hot summer in the nation's largest city, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. However, in spite of the soaring temperatures and the associated discomfort, 55 men had been meeting in the City of Brotherly Love since May, occupying what was then known as the Pennsylvania State House, now Independence Hall. They were truly men on a mission, and in the process of accomplishing that mission, some say they were part of a miracle. The mission of these men was essentially to rescue America. Originally, they believed they were meeting to revise the Articles of Confederation, under which the states had been operating since 1781. The intervening years had shown the Articles to be cumbersome and virtually unworkable for the fledgling country. And so once again, delegates from the states were asked to sacrifice time from their families and their livelihoods in order to help this grand experiment have any hope of succeeding. Before long, the delegates realized revising the Articles was insufficient. America needed a new governing document, maybe even a new form of government. Their mission now became to make that a reality. 12 states responded with delegates. Rhode Island deferred. The list of those attending is filled with luminaries: James Madison, Alexander Hamilton, Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, and George Washington, to name just a few. The average age was 43, even factoring in Benjamin Franklin's 81 years. Most of the delegates had political experience. Nearly three quarters had sat in the Continental Congress, while others had been involved with their own states, even in the writing of state constitutions. What went on in the meetings was largely kept secret from the public. However, reports and letters to friends and family members from those attending tell us emotions were high, conflicting ideas were prolific, and tempers often flared in the meetings as the men sought to reach consensus on their important mission. In fact, in late June, with the convention seemingly at an impasse, the venerable Dr. Franklin suggested, quote, humbly applying to the Father of Lights to illuminate their understandings, and moved, quote, that henceforth prayers imploring the assistance of heaven and its blessing on our deliberations be held in this assembly every morning before we proceed to business, and that one or more of the clergy of this city be requested to officiate in that service, end quote. While the records don't show any vote on this motion, we do know that on July 4, 1787, a Baptist clergyman, William Rogers, led the convention in prayer. Eventually, these dedicated delegates came to consensus, and on September 17, 1787, 52 of the 55 men signed what they called the Constitution of the United States of America. The preamble begins with those stirring and declaratory words, "We the people," and continues to lay out the purpose of the document. In order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. In seven articles, the delegates laid out the form of government we would have, a republic, and established three separate but equal branches, each having checks and balances over the other, and set up the delicate but important concept of federalism, where we have that unique balance of a central government with sovereign states. The federal government's powers are enumerated, and by virtue of the 10th Amendment, part of the Bill of Rights added after ratification, those powers not specifically given to the federal government are the province of the states and the people. George Washington and James Madison are the ones who used the word miracle to describe what took place over those 20-some weeks in sweltering Philadelphia. And in some sense, surely it was a miracle. The Constitution we recognize and commemorate this week is now 236 years old and continues to be the longest-standing Constitution in the world, providing the rule of law for this republic. Rehearsing the story of our Constitution is good and proper. Knowing and understanding our Constitution is imperative. Giving thanks to God for His guidance in this miracle at Philadelphia is also good and proper. This is Jelaine Appling for Wisconsin Family Council, reminding you the prophet Hosea said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Jelaine Appling, president of the Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll-free at 1-888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, please visit us online at wifamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.